wanna love like Jesus, that kind of grace. I wanna live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, 'cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
WJTL Brandon Lake, that's who I praise. Good morning to you at 7:05.
Hey, listen to Winning Wednesday for a chance to win a $20 gift card to Zig's Bakery and Cafe, offering pies, dinner rolls, cranberry relish, and more with pre-orders available for Thanksgiving. Get the contest details at Zig's Bakery blog at WJTL.com.
This morning, our very special guest, Brian Smith, is the Executive Director of Lebanon County Christian Ministries. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
You look great. You're really representing here. You got a merch hoodie, on. The hat. It looks awesome. Yeah, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I'd like to say hi to our team, team of staff that are just killing it every day, doing the hard, dirty work.
Tell us what you guys do.
Yeah, so Lebanon County Christian Ministries, we are a ministry in Lebanon City, cover all of Lebanon County for some of our programming, food, shelter. And then we say connections to promote well-being and a healthy community as part of our mission, which is really some of our life change programs, some utility assistance, really addressing social determinants of health that are existing in our community, resources that individuals find themselves needing.
I remember when you were here last time, you were talking about your market, and you guys really put an emphasis on the words that you use to minister to those in your area. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that has been a real big focus, is that we're creating a space that's providing a lot of dignity, that's comfortable, welcoming. Like we tell our volunteers, you have two jobs. One is to love everybody that comes in the door, and the other one is to keep them moving, because we're serving about 150 households in 3 hours.
Wow.
So, that's a respectful, hey, we love you, but pick your protein. We need to keep serving folks. And that's really led us to kind of next steps with the market. So, right, it's the market on 7th. It's not a food pantry. It's not a food bank. It is, please take up to this number of items. You have goals. So real educational environment, set up like a grocery store, but it's really been so busy, it's led us to kind of next steps.
Yeah, I love how intentional you are with that. And what are the next steps?
Yeah, so the space that we're currently in, we are just bursting at the seams. And we made, as part of our last strategic plan that rolled into this new strategic plan, have made the decision that back in August, we closed down our clothing bank. It doesn't mean we don't do clothing anymore. We just do it as a social determinant of health with crisis as a focus, and individuals are interviewed through a process. But what that allowed us to do was open up that square footage to then expand our market into a new space, about doubling the size. It's a beautiful warehouse, hardwood floors. We're repainting, just really giving it a facelift. We had to cut a hole in a wall, close off a hole in a wall. But the space that we're currently in will now become the community connection space, where our guests will wait inside instead of being outside in the elements.
Awesome.
And in a place where our community partners who can come in, instead of just having one there, we can have multiples. And those community partners are individuals that are really connecting our guests to resources, whether it be medical assistance, Medicare, SNAP benefits, which is food stamps. It could be federally qualified healthcare facilities. So we're really trying to bring resources to our guests, meet them where they are, and then connect them so that they may just come for food, but they leave with really relationships and resources that can really impact their life.
I love that. How can our listeners pray? How can our listeners be a part of what you're doing?
Yeah. So we say, hey, how do you get involved? We always say give, go, pray. Mm-hmm. Give is, obviously we're a nonprofit, so this is the season of giving. Our go is get out and volunteer. We need volunteers, whether it's sleeping overnight in our shelter, whether it's coming into stock shelves or being forward facing with guests. And the last thing is pray. That costs nothing. So we do ask folks to keep us on their prayer list. And those could be specific prayers or just general prayers for us. But that's a big part of us.
What's your website so people can get more information?
Yeah, www.lccm.us.
And you have an event coming up, I know. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, our annual benefit dinner is coming up November 21st. That's right around the corner.
Not far at all.
It's not far at all.
No, we'll talk more about that and give you more information. In the meantime, lccm.us. Forrest Frank, Aaron Williams, more music on the way next.